The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Everybody, we have a great show for you. It's Mr. versus Mrs. And guys, we have a substitute this week. Noelle is out of town on business, so she left me here with all the controls. We have a studio, but I don't know how to turn anything on, so hopefully it comes out all right. And I have my co-host from Getting Color, Virtue, who's going to substitute for Miss Noelle this week. Virtue, you are on Mr. versus Mrs., and you are going to be the Mrs. this week.
Or maybe I'm not wearing a dress. I'm not wearing a wig. Right. We've done this before we did the Survivor Series.
All right. Now, guys, I just want to welcome Virtue. I'm glad he's here. Virtue, why don't you do your plugs to start the show off, where we could find you, what we could do?
So just to get it out of the way, you know, I do content such as the No DQ review and Virtue's Rage column over on NoDQ.com. And then I like to do Getting Color right here on the BigVitoBrand.com. Follow me on Twitter at NoDQ_Virtue. A lot of people don't like me because of the way I'm an a-hole on Twitter, but that's what I do. So, hey, you're here for Big Vito, though. I'm no Noel, but I'm just here filling in.
All right, since you're filling in for Noelle, I have to announce last week's winner of the contest of do you cut your other half out of pictures to put it on Facebook? And I lost. Noelle won. What is your take on that? I mean, did you vote for me?
Vito, I always vote for you. I vote for you every time. No, to be honest with you, Vito, I vote for Noelle pretty much every time. And I voted for myself that time that I was against you. No hard feelings, but, you know.
You hater. Hater. You're on Team Noelle. That sucks.
I tried to lie at the beginning, but I just couldn't. I vote Noelle.
But my fixture was looking fun.
But, I mean, if I'm representing Noelle right now for the show, wouldn't that only make sense that I would say that? But, we go back to the Christmas song, too, whatever, the Elvis song. Come on, man. You really dug
deep. The ghetto was the Christmas song. What do you wish for in the ghetto? Oh, Santa, I hope you can get me out of the ghetto, Santa. Please, Santa. You know, that's what you wish for.
Well, okay. But you lost by a landslide on that, so just saying. So, yeah, what was the result for the last weeks?
I lost by a couple.
You win when you face me, though, so you should have an easy squash match today. Although our Survivor Series teams was very, very close. I think it came down to one or two votes.
Yeah, one or two votes. Yeah. Now, you know why I lost, like, the ghetto thing? Okay. There are a lot of people who are still stuck in the ghetto.
Wow. So they voted against you because they were stuck in the ghetto.
It's just like living in Cleveland and you got to get out of the flats, right? Yeah. Oh, Santa, please get me out of the flats. I'll do anything to be in the sunshine in there.
It hasn't been sunny in months or weeks here.
How's the weather out there? Is you guys snowing yet?
It hasn't snowed lately, but it's still cold. Sun tried to come out today, and then the clouds overfought it and took it. So it's winter northeast Ohio, like it always is.
All right. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about life and how the new year is going for you. How's the new year going for you so far?
So far, so good. I got opportunities at work, and that's good. And so I think I'm going to have good things there, just trying to get everything with the family calmed down. So, you know, one day at a time, and seems like we're getting there. I didn't set any huge, ridiculous expectations for the new year other than just keep my head up and, just keep enjoying what I do, doing these shows with you for No DQ, my shoot career, and you know, maybe pandemic will end and I can do some more indie shows, and heck, maybe we'll have Big Vito back up here in Cleveland.
That's what I'm looking forward to. And thank you for the gift you sent Noelle and I. We greatly appreciate it, you know, and I know I am going to be sending you something that you requested. So you will be receiving a package soon. Now, we always come up when we talk wrestling, we do stuff. But I think today we're going to have a Mr. versus Mister. What is your favorite meal of all time?
And so whatever I say will be up against a vote of your favorite meal. I feel like you're an Italian. You should slaughter me in this, but I might have it.
No, but you know what? I have different tastes. Everybody knows I've been on this diet and I haven't tasted nothing. Nothing. When I mean nothing, I'm talking nothing and nothing except egg whites, mushrooms, a little bit of chicken. That is 3 months of that. Talk about your all-time favorite foods. Give me three of yours. I'll give you three of mine.
Barbecue ribs, but not just any barbecue ribs, okay?
Barbecue ribs,
right? With spicy, tangy barbecue sauce. And you know what I like to go with those? Nice hunk of corn on the cob with caked in butter and pepper.
Okay? Oh, man.
And I know there's a lot of ribs and a lot of barbecue sauces out there, but I think of picnic. I think of summertime, the smells of the barbecue. Oh, eating that corn. And you know how corn on the cob with the butter, it's like sweet and salty. Right. And then the beef ribs that just fall off the bone and melt in your mouth. Now, does that count as two so far if I go with that?
We'll get one. You got one on that. Go ahead.
Okay. The next one for me, and this might be generic, but it's grilled chicken. However, we got a couple chain restaurants up here, such as Outback and Longhorn. Don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Oh, I've heard of them. We've been
there. They both have the same thing, and it's hard to say which one's better. Garlic Parmesan crusted grilled chicken breast. It is awesome. And it has to have that garlic Parmesan and that cheese over it. And you cut it with the fork. I'm not a steak guy, right? So you're not going to hear me say steak, but garlic Parmesan chicken, crusted chicken. It's to die for. And of course, you know, whatever side you want to go, mashed potatoes and gravy, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Third one. Wow, this is going to be tough. I feel like I have two really, really good ones so far.
Yeah, two good ones.
All right, I'm going to go to the Italian because I know you. If you don't pick anything Italian, I feel like it would be my obligation. But I love ravioli, but it's got to be meat and cheese. I know some people don't like the meat in the ravioli, and it doesn't matter. I mean, we can go to Olive Garden, right, Vito? But if you go to any mom and pop, smaller, you know, local Italian place, they have the best ravioli. I got like four of them around here, and I can go to any one of them. And at the end, I eat half the plate at the restaurant, and then I can bring half of it home for later. Got to have a garlic roll or garlic bread with it.
Oh, man.
And have to have the right marinara sauce. But it's got to be the huge chunks of ravioli with meat and feta cheese, you know, and the cheese, ravioli cheese, whatever, inside of it together. So every bite, you get the best of everything. Those are my top three. Like if I went out to eat, those three things were on the menu, I would literally be sitting there wondering.
Very, very good. All right. Yep. My top three. I'm going to start off with Italian. I love eggplant parmesan.
That's a good one, man.
When you make a good eggplant parmesan, we're talking Italian style. When you see the oil on top of the eggplant, you know that lady or gentleman made it right. And you could sit there and eat it all day. If there's a pan, I'm your man.
I prefer chicken parmesan, but that's okay.
Right. When you talk about like Italian, you talk about that, I would say eggplant parmesan. On a side note, if you're talking about chicken cutlet parmesan, There are some places that make a good chicken cutlet, and they make know how to make the Parmesan. When you go to a diner, you ever notice that the chicken cutlets are tremendous size, where, like, unless you have a big stomach, you can't finish it?
We have a few restaurants like that that you get huge portions of stuff like that.
Okay. So I would say that the chicken cutlet and the eggplant parm, they were right there. Then I love the grilled seafood salad, scallops, shrimp, filet, salmon. And when it's grilled, you're talking that is the one, like, the best salads. I could eat that every day along with sushi. I love sushi more than anything. I could eat that. I could live on that. So the last thing I'm going to say, something I grew up on, which I don't think many people eat, chicken Florentine. It's a buttered chicken with spinach in the middle. My father made for me anytime I wanted it. I grew up on it, and trying to find somebody who knows how to cook it just right.
I thought you were going to say Marsala for a second there.
No, 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 no. My second on that list is stuffed filet of sole with crab meat. I love stuffed filet of sole.
Now, that's a great trilogy. You know, it sounds yummy, right? But I would have to think most people are going to say virtue. Country ribs and corn on the cob, garlic parmesan crusted chicken, and meat and cheese, huge chunks of ravioli would just be an easy no-brainer pick. I'm interested to see who's going to win this week now.
Now, Sonny's Barbecue, I notice, is it has all those things that you're saying. Do you have a Sonny's Barbecue in Cleveland?
Not that I know of. Not that I've been to.
Well, Sonny's has the same thing. If you look it up on the website and you chunk in, everything you just said, they have and more. Right up your alley. You'd be a Sonny's Barbecue guy. You would be. You would be. So, ribs and all that. I would say the eggplant parmesan chicken Florentine. I mean, like, and I'm a sushi guy, but I mean, those two dishes, I'm a grilled seafood. The grilled seafood is guessing.
So I know a lot of people don't like seafood, so that's why I figure I might have an edge this time. I might pull the upset.
Yeah, but what you're saying is the everyday American dish. And when you could find ribs that are thick.
Dude, beef ribs, too. Oh, I mean, pork ribs are one thing, but beef ribs. Oh,
when you have beef ribs that are thick and it comes off the bone, you're actually eating it, and you feel, and your fingers get all that good stuff, and you need the alcohol pads to wipe your fingers off. You know what I mean? You got to wipe your mouth off. You're talking, you're eating, man. That's chowing down.
And then whether it's got the, you know, garlic parmesan on the chicken, leftover residue on the plate, the barbecue sauce for the ribs, or the ravioli, the marinara sauce for the ravioli. I love to take those sweet Hawaiian King's rolls or the sweet buttery Hawaiian King's rolls and sop up the rest of the stuff on the plate.
Now, what is your favorite dessert?
It's simple. I'm going to pick one. There's lots of them. Banana cream pie with the crust on the bottom. The custard banana with the whipped cream in it and the fresh chunks of banana with more whipped cream on top. And you cut through it and you have, I mean, it's almost like it's one of those pudding type pies, right? So you got the crust and most of it's like custard and pudding. Oh, banana cream pie. And you can even put some vanilla wafers on top of it for extra crunch.
I am a tiramisu man. And if you know how to make tiramisu and you could taste the rum, oh, man, tiramisu all the way.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Good stuff.
Now, what is your after-dinner drink?
So, because, you know, I could say a nice little wine or beer. I'm not the biggest beer drinker when I'm eating. So
I'm going to cordial.
I'm going to pick an alcoholic beverage. It's got to be the Asti Spumante champagne, the bubble. Wine is okay. I need the bubbles. And Martini and Rossi has the best champagne. I know somebody that works there, by the way, in New York. So, yes, maybe not all the time after dinner, but especially on those nice evenings and the holidays and stuff like that. And it has to be cold. Now, if we don't want any alcohol, we can do the grape, the bubbly grape juice stuff. That's fine, too, as an alternate. But that to me is, those are my preferences.
I'm going to go, I love a nice glass with two ice cubes of Bailey's as your after dinner drink, just to sit, relax, sip, and you're good.
Dude, I could take a whole bottle of ice cold champagne and drink it in an hour and just be wasted. Especially if it's from Martini and Rossi.
Martini and Rossi. Champagne.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I know it's a special occasion drink, but hey, every night's a special occasion, right?
Right. Now, when you go out to dinner, what is your favorite wine that you like to drink?
I'm not really a huge wine person. You know, I could just say, give me some just standard red wine. I don't really care if it's generic brand or not, but ready for this? This is simple. White Zinfandel. Just White simple. Zinfandel. Just, I know maybe it's girly, but come on.
White
Zinfandel. Yeah.
I am a Chardonnay. When I usually drink Pinot in the house, or when I go out, it's a Pinot, right? White Zinfandel, you know, I used to drink all the time. But when I go to a restaurant and you're sitting there for class and having a good meal, it's a Chardonnay. It sounds richer. I'll have a Chardonnay. I'll have a Pinot Grigio, right? It's not, give me a beer. You know, I just can't do it. I can't do it.
What's your go-to beer? I mean, might as well get that out.
Go-to beer is Shock Top and Blue Moon.
For me, it's simple. It's not Red's Angry, or it's the Angry Orchard, not the Red's Apple either. I like the Angry Orchard. Have you ever heard the Angry Orchard one?
Angry Orchard, yes.
That, to me, God, it's awesome. I like flavor in my beer like that. You know, just drinking beer at a ball game or something like that, okay. But then they started introducing the flavored beers, like with the apple and all that. That's my go-to.
So then, I mean, and everybody started beer drinking, and I'm going to say this. Everybody started drinking Old English 800. Everybody had that as a beginner beer. True?
I've had it. I had a lot of different beginner beers, so I can't even remember it. I don't even know. Yeah, I mean, Yingling's pretty big up here.
Yingling. Yingling is one of the things. But you talk about good food and good desserts and fine dining, guys, that's the way to go. So I think if you pick from column A or column B, I don't think you can go wrong. On today's this debate, if we can get it up, if I can get in touch with Noel to do it, let's pick your favorite meal, your favorite dinner beverage, dessert, and after drink. Write about it on Twitter. Let's see what you fans think. Let me know. Do the Big Vito brand. Go to Virtue. Go to Noel. And let's see what we could do. Virtue, we're going to call the show. Thank you for filling in. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Virtue, if you can give us the credits for both our shows, I would humbly appreciate your expertise in this.
Well, let's see. This has been Mr. and Mr., but it's really Mr. and Mrs., and I'm filling in for Noel. Right here on the BigVitoBrand.com and Russo'sBrand.com. Follow Vito on Twitter at TheBigVitoBrand. Indulge him over there. Let's see what your thoughts are of this debate, this show. Follow me at NoDQ_Virtue. Is there more that I'm forgetting, Vito?
Well, the person you're representing, Miss Noel, and Magic T. Spiller, I mean, she does get some props. You're sitting in her seat today.
Absolutely, yeah. But she can do a voiceover when she edits this and put it. She can do a little thing on there too.
No, because you know what? If she beats me and you beat me, she's got more, you know, she's got more game in the house. And then she wants where, yay, you lost again, not just to me, but you lost to my co-host, Virtue.
And especially since I lost so closely to you from the Survivor Series team, this would be a huge comeback for me.
Huge comeback.
Yeah,
huge
so.
Comeback. All right, guys. This is Mr. vs. Mrs. with Virtue subbing for Miss Noelle this week. I want to thank you guys. Peace out. Take care. And I'll see you soon. Peace.